and they hide their eyes. Cause the city's dying.
This is 90.7 FM WGXE Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXE 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Yes, beloved. You're an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. In Christ Jesus, I overcome. We overcome. The Word of God says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have taken its power away, a power that could harm you. I thank God. Hallelujah. He said, who are they that overcome? They who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We're overcomers this morning right here, WGXC. And this is me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying good morning, good Sunday morning to all of you, WGXC family, listeners, supporters, sustainers, underwriters, friends, and guests. We're back with more of what we do, and we do it with you in mind. We have music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And that was Overcomer by Miss Mandisa. And let me just make the record straight. We had Overcomer Ministries way before she made this song, okay? But we're so glad about that song. And there's a movie out called Overcomer 2. And there's another new Overcomer song out that we'll be spotlighting for you guys in a week or so. But we want to keep it moving right now because we got some music lined up for you. Yes, we do. We got 7 songs back to back. And before we get to that, Mr. Randall Martin, how you doing today?
I am doing just well. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you too, my friend. Didn't we just have a wonderful day at the Hudson Riverfront Park on yesterday for the Sankofa Black Art Cultural Festival? I think they said it was like the 60th year. And I think 24 years under, or 19 years, somewhere around there, a lot of years under the direction and leadership of Greg and Elena Mosley and Operation Unite. Wasn't it just wonderful out there yesterday?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It was a great parade. And that certainly, you know, that organization has really been doing a lot over the years in Hudson, to be sure.
Yes, beloved, and one of the highlights of what they do all year is this weekend that celebrates the contributions of Black art and Black artists. And so we thank artists. What is it? You made a face. What is that? The creatives. Yes, it is an intercultural experience as well. And if God made a better day, as my friend Ed Cross would say, he kept it for himself. It was the weather was spot on, and just a wonderful time out there. But beloved, look, there's some more wonderful times coming. Summer's not over yet. And
I was going to mention, it's so beautiful out there. And you spent some time on the river out there. And I encourage people to go to that park. And that park is where we're going to have a God Belongs in Our County Christian event very soon.
Yeah. Very soon, that's right, on September 25th. We're looking forward to that. We're calling on Christians from all around the county, all around the region, to come and join with us as our rendition of the March for Jesus, a national march movement that just celebrates the goodness of God, in especially in establishing this nation, which was built on religious freedoms. And so we just have a wonderful time. And then we go down to the park. And yes, we have the week before, the Sunday, starting that week, rather, the Back to Church, Back to School event, God Belongs in Our County also. And we're looking forward to that at the Greenport Town Park. As we get closer, we're going to give y'all more information. But the way the planning is coming together, it's like God is just smiling on us and just excited about what we see God doing, really. I'm like, okay, God, you doing this. And you know what? He's doing this for us, too. I come with a lot of joy this morning. And this program today is dedicated to those who are going through things. I've been going through some things for about 18 months. I think I'm going to write a book called 18. and talk about the first 18 years, these last 18 months. I mean, you know, it's just been crazy, you know. But there's music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul that keeps me going and singing. And I want to impart that to you. Sometimes the music helps explain what we're going through, why we're going through it, that we're not alone. We're not the only one. You know, sometimes we think we've been, we're special and we're getting picked on, but you were picked out to get picked on. Amen. If you're getting picked on, you were picked out to get picked on. And God got a plan for that too. So this is for you, beloved. Somebody you know might need to hear these songs today, this message today. I encourage you, let them know we're here. And we ain't going nowhere, not at least for another 45 minutes, 49 minutes, something like that. But we're going to get into it. And so, listen, we have Pressed by Miss Miranda Curtis, Close by Mr. Marvin Sapp, Trouble Won't Last by Miss Keandra Lockett, Help by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Better Days by Aunt Clemens and Justin Timberlake, and It's Gonna Get Better by Mr. John P. Key. Then Another Chance. I tell you, we got seven lined up back to back. And then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for this week. So listen, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's here on WGXE with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Here we go. I'm going to press.
Troubled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second. I will pray.
Destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. Too much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell.
Just to let me know, I must be close to my destiny.
So I'll go through it. I'll go through it. I'll go through it. I just believe I must be close to it. So close to it. Oh, so close to it.
As long as you're with me, I'll get through it.
I'm gonna get through it.
I'll get through it.
It may be hard sometimes.
I'll get through it.
But you made me a promise.
Bye. can't turn to anyone around you, don't forget to look up.
I know it seems like the rain just won't end.
Yeah.
Let me reassure you that it will.
Try to be strong.
You try to be strong and keep it all in.
Inside.
Inside you wish someone knew what you feel.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
Yeah.
We have a friend.
He's the best friend.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
And when we need him.
Just when we need him.
We lift our hands and say.
Never left us, and you won't leave us now. Thank you.
So when the love gets too heavy to bear,
and it seems
life won't treat you fair,
there is a place
where you can cast your cares.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to him and leave it there.
What we do with music to remind the heart and the soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org on your smart device or computer. Yes, we're available 24/7. Check us out online, archive, anytime. And be reminded, if you ever speak that you might seem to forget, there is a bright side somewhere. Right here, right now, with me on WGXC. And we have more music for your mind, your heart, and your soul. We need your help. It's all right. No shame in the game. Just say, God, I need your help. That's Mr. Anthony and Group Therapy.
I'm so
kingdom, this is what we do. We look up and say,
we need your help. You are our help.
And we believe that.
And we believe that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, help.
We need your help.
We need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
And we believe
and
that.
We believe
God is sending help.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Just as long as you hold your head, 'cause we're on our way to better. Better's ahead, better's ahead. It gets worse for it gets better. Too long for something to lean on. You feel weak, just be strong. Deep breath, stay calm. If you just press on, press on, press on, you gon' see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road ahead. And if you're feeling lost in the night, it's okay to cry, just as long as you hold your head, 'cause we're on our way to better. Better's ahead, better's ahead. It gets worse for it gets better, but better's ahead, better's ahead. Better days are coming, and better days are coming. Stepped on, keep going, keep going. Shine bright, don't dim yours for no one. Keep going higher, 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 higher.
Better days, better days.
Better days,
better days.
Coming.
Better days,
better days.
On the way.
Yo, it's almost here.
In a few more days.
Oh, yeah. Say yes, we can. Woo. Clap your hands. In a few more days.
Ooh. In a few more days.
It's the remix.
Ooh, yeah. Look at the economy.
Look at the economy. Oh, my.
Oh my,
all the gas are at an all-time high.
Ooh.
stop. Cold winter times, walking from my mailbox. Bills piling up while my job sales drops. Feeling consumed, but your compassions fail not. Yeah, I doubt sometimes. I hit my knees, it's crime. But then I rewind my mind for the crime. Cause I forgot you're faithful. Kept my family stable, kept it playful. Like Hezekiah, Lord, I'm grateful.
Look at the economy, oh no. Sisters, we hold on. But I can see
what you see.
Sunshine, better days coming. Change is on the way. I believe it. I believe it. I just gotta keep on.
Through all my struggles, opportunities to get this right. But I still fall short, can't understand this life. Ain't been the best at my walkout, I must admit it. Yet you tripled the chances like it's on my fitted. And he's faithful and just to forgive you of any sin. So no matter how hard you fall, just get right back up again. Look, I ain't perfect, I don't always do what's in the plans. Angels all around me, I'm just blessed to have another chance.
Unmerited favor for giving me a purpose, another chance.
Yes, beloved God. Perfect. You know, let's give each other many chances. If I have a brother and he's against me, how many times a whole lot of times they make
work to do, ends to make, but I'm just thankful for what I've got. I've been down to dollar one, but I know where my help comes from. Right on time, ain't that just like God? I see blessings falling out of nowhere, and I'm just like God, the world
Ain't that just like God? Yes, beloved, that is Miss Evie McKinney with Ain't That Just Like God. So listen, we had a little bit of technical difficulty on my end, and I had to switch up on my devices. But Ain't That Just Like God? He worked it out, got us back on track. For a few moments, we just have a few of those left together right now. I want to say something about our children and them getting old. And I'm hoping that what I'm going to say will be received in the spirit and the heart in which I am giving it. I'm watching the children getting ready. I'm watching the headlines and the news. I'm listening to what our members and our friends, our colleagues are saying. You know, we're coming out of this pandemic, a school shut down in some places. It was shut down for more than a year, and our children are getting ready to go back to school. I was so happy to hear, I don't have all the particulars, my ear sort of picked it up in peripheral hearing, that there's some school districts in our nation that are allowing prayer back in schools. Come on here, somebody. And I was so glad to hear that. I know from the historical record that there was a parent who was of a different tradition other than Christianity. And when their child got into the educational system down in Long Island, New York, I believe, and was coming home, you know, showing how they were praying in school with their hands together in that, you know, familiar prayer posture, this parent was upset and spoke to some other parents, and they got upset, and that they went to take this to court, that that's not their tradition, that's not how they pray. And as a result, there were, you know, legislations and laws passed that prohibited, corporate prayer in our schools. And I was thinking about that. I was like, I wonder how that parent feel, those parents feel about that decision to take prayer out of schools. Because, beloved, you know, yes, it's a different time. It's a more complex time. And a lot of things have contributed to that. But I remember, and I'm that old, I remember when we did have prayer in school. And I remember, as many of you can also, when the biggest problems we had in school was, chewing gum and running in the hallway and leaving litter on the ground. Those were the signs that were in our school buildings at that time. And now we've come into this time where, you know, 50 years later, or even 60 years later now, no, not 60 yet, we've had, you know, guns come into our schools and mass shootings. We've had, poorer public school systems with overcrowding and underpaid teachers and not enough teachers. We've had, just all kinds of drugs coming in and gangs coming. We've had all kinds of things coming in as we took prayer out. I know I'm talking to friends, so I don't think I have to, you know, make the case too much. But it just seems to me that if we looked at the trajectory of how things had deteriorated since we took prayer out of school, what would be the harm of trying to allow prayer back in school? They're doing it actually with this mindfulness and this yoga. And if you haven't checked it out, you might want to check out David Wants to Fly. You might want to check that out. But it's on, you know, YouTube video or something like that. But it's a documentary. Check it out. All right. But I want to just say, you know, our children need to know, my opinion, shared by billions, truly. But they need to know who God is. They need to have a relationship with God. They need the times in which we're living and the times that are going to come.
They need an anchor, and they need to know that there is a Savior. They need to know God loves them and he cares, and that he's not a God of wrath that's releasing all this stuff on the world because, you know, we've been so bad. It's, he already told us the things that were going to be happening as things wind up. For those of us who read the word of God, who pray, you know, we have an understanding. We increase in understanding. We increase in knowledge. We increase by, it's just the byproduct of spending that kind of time with God and spending time in his word. And so when we see these things that are happening and unfolding in our timeline, in our lifetime, we're not, you know, crazed about it. We're not depressed about it. We're not, you know, confused about it, because God already told us what would be happening. When we don't allow our children to get to know God and to give them the word of God, yes, we're going to have more mental illness. Yes, we're going to have more people snapping. Yes, because they don't have the source. They don't have the supplier of the peace that passes understanding, or the joy that the world didn't give and can't take away, or the anchor of the word of God that has through millenniums proven itself to be enlightenment and empowerment. So I just want to just, you know, say in Proverbs 22 and verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And beloved, there's a lot in there, and I'm running out of time. I can't unpack all that for you. But yes, beloved, teach our children about a relationship with God, a relationship with God, into developing ability to have confidence in themselves and confidence in God. It'll help them through the storms of life. It will help them in the classroom. It'll help them in the business room, in the boardroom, in the whatever rooms of life they go to. They'll be able to draw on it. I can't tell you enough. I'm sorry I ran out of time, because I really had some things to say and how this has played out in my own personal life. But we'll find some kind of format to really be able to, you know, connect and give you more and more and more. Right now, we're going to have to leave up out of here. But remember never to forget that God loves you, and I love you too. And we're not going to get to play all the songs we wanted to play for you. But we're just going to, or maybe we will. Yes, maybe we will, because I do have another song for you. And it's called I Pray For Real. It's a message for the family. It's a message for the children. It's a message for the students. And listen, beloved, as I was listening to the songs today and thinking about the songs I play, you know, sometimes you don't have all the words. You don't know the right things to say, but you can play a song. Amen. Play it in the house. Let the people in the house hear the words. You know, if they don't want to hear the word of God, they'll hear the word of song. And we play songs with message for the heart, the mind, the soul. That's just what we do. And we do that for you. And listen, it blesses me too. I'm so glad to be part of this WGXC family and to have this time with you. And I just encourage you, if you're not, if you think, well, I don't want to put my kids into all of that. Listen, you're doing them a favor. You're doing them a favor. I didn't even know, because, you know, when kids get to be teenagers, they get into their own space and things. But I was so surprised when out of the three colleges my grandson was able to get accepted to and get support for, matter of fact, he chose a Christian college, praise the Lord, and got a full ride. So, you know, you're putting it in there, and you think it may not be getting planted, it may not be going anywhere, but keep putting them seeds into them. Train them up. Let them know the word of God. Let them learn for themselves to know who God is. Let them learn how to press, because there's going to be times when they're going to have to press. Let them know that sometimes you can be just that close, and that's when confusion and problems and trials and troubles and all that stuff come, because you're just that close to your breakthrough. There's just so much God's word can do for you. And listen, he's doing it in my life too. All right, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Listen, have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll be back on Tuesday, Brother Randall and I, with our Tuesday afternoon show at 4:00. That's where we talk and do some cultural commentating and have some special guests in there talking with us too. So until we speak again, today at 4:00 at the Hudson Riverfront Water Park, not Water Park, Riverfront Park, by the water, Operation Unite will have their Sunday service for the Black Art Cultural Festival weekend. The Rainbow Singers will be there, and Sister Merritt from Staten Island will come with a word from God. If you're in the area, come on by and meet us on Front Street at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. We're out of here. Happy birthday, August babies. And until we speak or meet again, God bless you, God loves you, and so I do. I do too. This is Peter Cottontail with Toby Lou and Chance. I pray for real, y'all. I pray for real. God bless.
I got a face, I'm making photographs. I tell jokes, they know to laugh. I used to hop up on a plane and wear the piece that got a fold in half. No Brooklyn, my white manager had to hold the cab. I'm on an upward trend, it depends how you hold the graph. If the plane going down, I'ma blow it back. Man, life is a bitch and I know it, dad. I've been throwing all night, hope she throw it back.
I pray for vision, I pray for wisdom. I pray for weapons against the system. I pray for freedom to free the victims. To heal the brain, no pain inflict them. I pray for real, I pray for real. I talk to God and wait for real. Can't fake the fun, can't fake the feel. I pray for fun, I pray for real. I pray for